to all this, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
Many an actor has traced his or her first bite by the theater bug to a summer drama program. And even if they don't make acting a career, they can look back on a summer that changed their life. That has been Theater Maui's focus for the West Maui community for 25 years now. Its latest production is Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. Christy Scott is the director and the camp director for Theater Maui, and she's on the line with us. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You kind of thrive on the enthusiasm of your young charges, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It gives me goosebumps when I see how excited they get about running a scene or doing rehearsals. And I tell you, I break into tears when they make the harmonies. I just love it. I love watching these kids do what they do.
How young are your youngest?
They're going into fourth grade, so that... They're about 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
And our oldest are going into, they're about 16, because they're going into high school or are in high school.
That encompasses some pretty wide variations in personality, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And we're lucky because all of them are theater geeks, so they get along really well. The older kids kind of take the younger ones under their wing. We have one girl that's been with us since she was in fourth grade, and she's now a sophomore in high school. And so she's kind of a mentor to some of the younger ones who have just joined in the camp. So it's really fun to watch them make that shift as they grow through the years and become the mentors and the olders.
Well, some kids are clearly born to be theater geeks, but some come to it kind of slowly, don't they?
Yes, they do, and some of them are not always as comfortable. They're shy, or they don't feel the joy of singing or dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So they experience that as they come to camp and they learn how fun it is. The other thing too is that sometimes they find that they like the back behind the scenes better, and they become our techie.
Mm-hmm.
And we love our techies.
Well, how do you, it's kind of your task to figure out who goes where, right?
Yes. In terms of, everyone who is in the camp originally is in the show itself as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they go, if they find that it's not really their thing, if they don't love it, they talk to us. And then we find ways to help them find other ways to be involved. But their first job is to always be on stage and feel what that feels like.
Well, the questions that arise, particularly with pretty young children, are questions about things like attention span and work ethic, right?
Oh, yes. And we work hard on that. We work hard on the work ethic of it. And attention span, we try to handle that by having lots of breaks and playing the theater games that also teach the other skills. Because sometimes they don't understand that they're learning theater skills when they're playing the game. And then we can say, oh, wow, so you know what you did when you played this? You can apply it to this, and there you go. Now you're acting, and it's a beautiful thing.
What's an example of a theater game, Christy?
Oh, we do a lot of improvisation. So we'll play, one of the games we like to play is called Bus Stop, where we have a bus driver, and the kid has to develop a character and then convince the bus driver to let them on the bus they don't have money, so they have to have a good reason to get on the bus.
So
if they're convincing enough, then the bus driver lets them on. If they're not convincing, then they have to go back and try again.
So you not only have to become a character, but you've got to have a pretty good story.
Exactly. And then that teaches them how to create a backstory for their characters and have a reason to be doing what they're doing.
You know, I would think the notion of a backstory would be one of the trickier things to get a young person to understand,
and it's it takes a few years for them to get that. But if we start them when they first get there and then we say, well, why are you doing this? How do you feel about it? In fact, we were just working the Gaston song about, Kill the Beast. and they're all smiling because it's a fun song. But that doesn't tell that story. You're a mob. You're an angry mob. So we were just talking, and then what we did as the staff was demonstrate what we meant, and then they made this huge leap when they did it, and it was fantastic.
So they were able to really go 180 degrees from how they had just done it a few minutes earlier.
Yes, yes. And watching the growth over the summer is so much fun. We had, when we did one show where this young girl came in and she was very shy. And so we were doing a show about a camp. So we thought, well, why don't we make you the shy girl on stage? But then you have this arc where you become not shy through the show, and we'll show it little bits and pieces of the time, how you get bigger and broader and how you're less shy and more comfortable. And as we were working that arc through the play, she actually made that same arc in life. She became much more open and much more comfortable with the kids. And by the next year, she was doing medium parts, and by the next year, she had a lead. So it's really fun to watch that progression.
Well, that shows how in theater, becoming a character can be a kind of refuge, yeah?
Yes, yes. And for many of these kids, this is where they get to feel kind of normal, or they feel accepted by all these other groups. It's amazing to watch them bond and form their friendships.
Do you get the feeling when you see this happening that for some kids the world of school can be a world of cliques, and they're kind of looking to belong?
Oh yes, oh yes, very much. Which is why I feel like this program and the after school programs that we do, it gives them a refuge. You know, because some kids are athletes, and some kids are paddlers, and some kids are surfers, and some kids aren't any of those. And so for us to have these programs where they can find their like-minded friends and form these bonds, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Since you folks have been doing this for 25 years now, you must have opportunities to have alumni come back and talk about how it affected them, yeah?
We do. In fact, we have alumni who come back and are our interns. And I have one alumni who is now my assistant director. So they come back, they miss the program, they come back and they share their experiences. And then they also create new experiences by being teachers and by being directors and running our crew.
So it can be the ingredients of a lifelong education is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of these kids go on to the other theaters on the island. We have some that have worked with Maui on stage. We have some that are working with Pro Arts Theater in Kihei or with MAPPA. So they continue to thrive in this environment, whether that becomes their life goal, you know, their occupation. It still becomes something that carries them through and they keep with them for life.
Well, that's
I have some kids, actually, who I taught on the mainland who are now on Broadway. So some of them do make it a career. But a lot of them, it's just what they do because they love it.
That's pretty rewarding, isn't it, Christy? Thanks very much for talking with us. Christy Scott is the camp director for Theater Maui, which is celebrating its 25th year with a summer production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr., and the show runs from July 20th through the 23rd at the Lahaina Gateway Center.
Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared.